95.7 The Hog, Daytona's rock station. Happy to be joined by my favorite Chris. Chris Kattan is here.
Yes.
Good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning. Ooh,
good morning to you.
Wow, what an entrance.
Listen.
Please, everybody, sit down.
The studio is we were going to have an audience in here. We thought, Steve and I just want to handle this with you because you have been so kind to give us laughs for a long time. And now people get to see... like the real Chris Kattan, if they go to that Hey Kattan YouTube channel, which we got to talk about. But let's talk Celebrity Big Brother, first of all, because I have watched other incarnations of Celebrity Big Brother. And then you're on the show, and through you didn't get knocked off the show. You just said, hey, look, this is enough, right?
Yeah, I wanted to leave with some integrity and just keep my relationships on the show. So, because I left right before there was all this backstabbing and, there was so much, the alliance stuff and all that stuff I wasn't a big fan of.
Yeah.
And I was like, I kind of would like to leave with integrity and, although I'm a fan, but, it was a little bit, a little rough.
Yeah, it seems like,
to say the least.
It seems like it's probably fun for a couple days and then the exhaustion sets in.
Yeah.
And I don't blame you at all. It was great to see you on there, though. Now, Misha Cupcake Tate seemed like a tough customer on that show.
She was really cool. I mean, everybody was very cool on that show. I mean, they had a lot of variety of people. She was very cool. I didn't know who she was at first because... Well, I didn't know who a lot of them were at first.
Yeah. That's probably bad. That's probably best, right? That's probably not a bad thing, I would imagine.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but I did not know. But everyone on the show is really cool and to get to know and work with. And, that was the best part of the show. I really liked that. It was just the backstabbing and that stuff was like, I didn't like that in high school. I was like,
yeah.
I'm not really crazy about, cliques and.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, and a lot of that was happening behind my back, and it was just like yikes. So but I miss my family and I miss my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I wanted to leave, so they let me go, and that was nice.
That was good. It was the most graceful exit I think I've seen on that show, so well done. But then it made me think about what you just described on Celebrity Big Brother. It made me think about Saturday Night Live, and for the time that you were there for 8 years, it was there. And we hear stories from other people. I haven't heard it from you. I would assume there were elements of things you experienced in the Big Brother house that you might have experienced at Saturday Night Live. Yes or no?
No, not really. I had Saturday Night Live was way more creative and more of just having a great time. I mean, that was a creative outlet. You're not really creating anything on Celebrity Big Brother. I mean, that's a totally different situation.
Right.
So Saturday Night Live was a dream come true to be on. And, it was an amazing show to be part of, and I still watch it. Celebrity Big Brother is a totally different experience, and it's a reality show.
Yeah.
And I'm not the biggest reality show fan, but, I did watch the first two seasons of Celebrity Big Brother, and I liked Tom Green, and I liked some aspects, and they asked me to do the show, so I was like, oh, this could be fun. I did it, but then I was like, oh, my God. I'm starting to really miss my...
Yeah, I'm sure.
There's a lot going on.
Well, you're doing stand-up.
But,
I know you'll be in Naples in May, and so you're out there doing stand-up. But at least that way you can control the own time that you spend away from your family, right, when you're on the road doing your stand-up act.
Yeah. And also, I have this show called... Sorry, I dropped my phone.
It's all right.
Also, I have this show called Hey Kattan on YouTube. I don't know what that sounded like. But
yeah, who's attacking Chris? Stop it! Leave him alone! Blink
somebody
if you need help.
So
the show. Let's talk about the show because Steve, you accidentally... And by the way, Chris, I don't know if you've done this on YouTube, but if you go to Kattan series, it's a whole different thing. It's not you at all. Have you done that?
No.
It's a Malaysian... comedy show or something. It's not you, and so make sure when you Google it correctly. not Chris, but everybody else who will want to chase this down because your stuff very funny. This stuff confusing.
Yes.
No. Well, yeah. Do not click on the Malaysian show.
right. But tell me about the YouTube show. This has got to be a nice creative outlet for you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It gives me the opportunity to direct and write sketches once a week. And, you know, they're really funny. And I get to, you know, eventually work with, you know, SNL alum and other cast members of other shows. And it's kind of like just doing sketches. So I really enjoy doing that. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and
on YouTube.
Hey Catan, KATTAN, and if you hear a language other than English,
Catan, like HEY.
Yeah, that's right, HEY. Exactly.
Yes, not Malaysian.
if you put HAY, I don't even know what you get. I haven't tried that yet. Chris Catan is with us.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it'll direct you to the wrong place. And then we got to talk about: are you still at a point in your career? Is it appealing to you when people pop off movie stuff from you, whether it's Corky Romano or of course, Night at the Roxbury? And so, I mean, it still resides. I have teenage kids who know you because Night at the Roxbury. So, I mean, it's got to be appealing at some point, right?
Right.
Who, me? Him?
No, Chris, not you, Steve.
Me?
Yeah, Chris, yeah.
You?
Yeah. Well, there's a whole new generation that knows who I am now, I guess, because of the internet. So a lot of people in their 20s know who I am, which is, you know, it used to be just people of my generation, but now because of the internet, it's a different story. So it's a whole new fan base.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Which is different. So they know about those things. The who, me, you.
Right. It's good that stuff resides for sure. Chris Catan, of course, you can catch him on the YouTube Hey Catan, and he'll be right up the road from us in Naples in May doing stand up. So check out the socials. Look at and check out Chris's Instagram page too. He's got a picture of him as Mr. Peepers, which makes me laugh just seeing it, let alone watching video. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
But thank you for bringing
Catan official.
Yes,
you're welcome.
Chris Catan official. That's right. Go to it and get it. And thank you for making us laugh all these years and keeping it up, man. We appreciate you.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. Thanks, man.
Thanks so much, Chris.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you
Have
for your time.
Have a great morning.
You too.